The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is John Gabriel, and this is our detox program, and we're on day 5 of the pre-cleanse and webinar number 3. This webinar is entitled Finding Your Detox Rhythm, and the purpose of these webinars is to give you as much support as possible while you're on this nutritious, healing, detoxifying cleanse. As you know, I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, Nadia Harper, who's a detoxification expert and a Gabriel Method coach. This particular webinar is going to go for an hour, and then if there's still questions that we haven't been able to answer, Nadia will stay on for another half an hour to answer questions. So as you're listening, if you have questions, put them into the chat bar, and we'll try to get to as many questions as possible. So let me bring Nadia in. Nadia, are you there?
I am here. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good today. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks. I'm on day 4, I guess, of my cleanse, and just feeling absolutely phenomenal. As I mentioned, the first couple of days, I was tired, maybe a little bit dizzy, craving food, so I had to drink a lot of liquids, and now I'm sort of in a place where I'm just calm and centered and have a real steady flow of energy. And feels tremendous. Feels really, really good.
Nice.
And that's been my experience anytime I've done a cleanse. Is those first couple of days are challenging. You're hungry. You're a little bit. You're tired. You might be a little bit dizzy. Little symptoms, detoxification symptoms, things like that. And then you go into this mode where your body goes into a cleanse mode. So my body's in a cleanse mode now, and I'm feeling really good. Do you find that with the people that you do cleanses with that's similar? That they have a similar pattern the first couple of days might be challenging and then it gets easy for them, or what do you find?
Yeah, I have found that with myself as well. The first couple of days, some of the symptoms can be a little bit different. You can feel a bit more tired. What I find with myself and some people I've spoken to as well is the thoughts of food, the cravings and the constant thinking about food can be a challenge those first couple of days, but that eases up by about the third day, and your body, like you said, switches into detox mode, and your body gets busy doing other things, and those things ease up.
I think you're right. I think what happens is, you know, we're so used to eating all the time, and it takes a day or two for your body to digest, but I really do believe that this cleansing detox mode is just another state that your body can be put into. It's like a programming state. You go from one state to another on a computer. I think with our bodies, we have different states, and one of them is a cleansing, detoxifying state. I know Dr. Joel Fuhrman, in a lot of his books, talks a lot about how this kind of detoxing state that we can go into. So I think what we'll do is we have about 15 questions right now, so we might as well get started answering questions as many as we can, and then we'll get into the body of the webinar. So if you're ready, Aaron, can we bring Den in? Danny, you there?
Hi, John. Yep, I'm here. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you, great. Nadia?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. All right, first question is from Lady Diana. When we have the omega-3 drink, I believe you mentioned hemp seed and hemp oil can be used. Is this correct?
Okay. Nadia, do you want to answer that?
The omega-3 shake, you can make it with ground flax or chia seeds. John, have you also made it with oil? Have you put oil into that shake?
No, what I've done with the which, by the way, I'm glad that you've asked that question, Lady Diana, because we just put up another video on alternative ways to make the shake with chia, but also different ways to make it taste a little better. Rather than just chia, water, and lemon, I have a video on how to make it with half water, half coconut water, chia, and some cinnamon, and some healthy salt, and cayenne pepper. Tastes really, really
that
nice that
wonderful.
Way. Yeah. Or doing one of the callers in the last webinar suggested, taking water, like a teaspoon of coconut palm sugar, some healthy salt, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. It's pretty much the same thing. Also, you can put chia seeds in your Green Me Up Johnny or Super Green drink, and that's another good way to get chia seeds or the omega-3s. Now, when you're using chia seeds, you want to let them sit. No matter what drink you do, you want to let sit at least a good 10 or 20 minutes to allow for the outer shell to soften to make it easier for digestion. I haven't talked about using hemp seeds. I don't see why you couldn't. What's your thought on that, Nadia? Could we, certainly hemp seed oil you could use, but with any of the drinks, and let me just make this one point, with any of the drinks, they're just seeds. If you want to take oil, whether it's hemp seed oil, chia seed oil, or flaxseed oil, just take it. Just take a spoonful of oil and then wash it down with water, so that, maybe a little bit of lemon water. So that's the only way that we've talked about taking it as an oil. I'm not sure about doing the drink with hemp seeds. What are your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't recommend doing the drink with hemp seeds. Hemp seeds are quite a soft seed, and I think that they wouldn't lend themselves so well to mixing up into an omega shake. A wonderful food to have during the pre-cleanse and, you know, after as we move forward. But for the shakes, I would stick to the ground flax or the chia seeds.
Great. Okay, I agree with that. Okay, Dan?
Excellent question from Susan M. Is the problem with whole legumes and grains more that they are high carbohydrate foods? How much does starchy food intake need to be limited to maintain one's body in a mode of using lipids for fuel rather than carbohydrates for fuel? I guess the question that goes with this would be how much lipid consumption is enough?
Okay. Do you want me to answer that, or do you want to answer that?
Sure, John. You addressed this question really well in one of the previous webinars, so why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. So yeah, legumes and grains are high in starch, and that starch converts to sugar. That sugar elevates your insulin levels. Insulin is the fat-making hormone, and the more your insulin levels get elevated, the more your body goes into fat-making hormone. A syndrome develops when you're eating predominantly sugars and starches, where you're elevating your insulin levels all the time, and your cells become insensitive to insulin. You develop what's called insulin resistance, which causes your body to produce more insulin than you otherwise would need to lower your blood sugar. The problem with that is that your body then ends up making more fat because you're producing more insulin simply because your cells are insensitive. So in general, that's the main problem with legumes and grains. The other problem with grains is that they have some of them have gluten, and gluten can interfere with your digestion, cause leaky gut, which then allows undigested foods and toxins to leak into your bloodstream, which causes an inflammatory response. The inflammatory hormones activate your fat programs and also cause leptin and insulin resistance, which then causes you to gain weight. So we're used to eating these predominantly in as maybe 70 to 80% of our food is in a modern diet is sugar and starches, and that causes tremendous problems with this insulin and leptin resistance. So what I like to do is trend toward either what I call real foods, which are foods that existed in their most natural state. That is, if you were on an island 10,000 years ago, what could you eat? What's really there? So there's no grains there. There's really probably no legumes there either. There's nuts and seeds. There's lettuce, all types of vegetables and fruits, animal proteins, and herbs, and these are the foods that don't cause insulin problems, that don't cause insulin resistance and leptin resistance, and don't cause all these syndromes. They don't cause leaky gut, etc. So those are the main problems. In terms of quantities of how much this, how much that, I try to stay away from that discussion because in order to be sustainable, you don't want to spend the rest of your life measuring and counting. So just know in general that a meal should have as much real food as possible, and that the other foods that you're eating do cause problems, and you just factor that into the equation as you go forward. What you'll find is over time, especially after a detox, your body will be craving the most real foods possible and then the most easily digestible foods possible. So run with the ball with that and keep loading up and loading up with real foods. Your taste buds will change so that salads, vegetables, fruits taste extra, extra flavorful. And you'll find less of a taste for things like grains and starches and legumes. Do you agree with that, Nadia?
Definitely. And not only less of a taste for those types of foods, but physically your body won't feel as good when you put them inside of you. So your body will also guide you and let you know that it doesn't want those things as much anymore.
Yeah, so people talk about a cleanse being like a reboot or a fresh start. You really are giving your body kind of a clean slate to run with. Like I remember my daughter when she was an infant, she loved grapefruit. And she didn't like anything that she, if you gave her things like potato chips, she couldn't eat them. She thought they were gross. Now it's tough to get her to eat grapefruits, and she's more tense toward eating more of a modern diet where she eats chips and pizzas and things like this. And that's because over time her tastes have changed. When you do a cleanse like this, you go back to a fresh start, and it's a tremendous opportunity. I say run with it. Add as much healthy, real, live foods to your diet as possible after the cleanse, and you'll find that over time you stay with that. Your body prefers that more and more. Okay.
Susan has another question that sort of ties in with that. On the GM approach long term, are there no legumes and grains? And do you yourself, John, eat any of these?
Okay. So on the GM approach, there's no nothing. That is, nothing is a no-never type of thing. Again, we try to create an inside-out approach to weight loss, an organic approach where you're naturally craving healthier and healthier foods. Why are you craving healthier foods? Because your tastes have changed, your body's healthier, hormonally you're more balanced, you've got more energy, stress hormones aren't causing junk food cravings because you've dealt with your stress. So in an organic way, you're craving healthier and healthier foods. I can tell you that I eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and it's never changed, and that's been for 10 years, pretty much anything I want, as much as I want. It turns out that over time, especially over the first 3 years of my weight loss, and then, well, I lost weight for 2 years, and then the year after, I started losing my taste for grains and legumes. So some legumes I'll have, certainly any legumes that are sprouted I'll have, but grains to me taste like cardboard. It's just that simple. People say they crave rice, and I know I used to crave rice. I certainly, if I went to a Chinese restaurant, a Japanese restaurant, I had to have rice. And today I can't even imagine eating rice because it just tastes like cardboard to me. And there's nothing magical about that. There's nothing special about me. It's just that over time my body's gotten sensitive to healthier and healthier foods and to nourishing your body and to real nutrition and real energy, and that's what I crave. I crave more superfoods now, and certainly almost all the food that I eat now is the type of foods that I recommend in the cleanse, but it's very organic. And that's what we're looking for to try to create for you.
Thanks, John. That was great. This is a really good question regarding the juices. Margaret has invested in a juicer, so she wants to know, after the cleanse, how should I use it to its best as a meal replacement for breakfast, having juices for breakfast? What would you suggest?
Okay, Nadia?
Congratulations, Margaret. That's great that you bought a juicer. And it's definitely something that after the cleanse, as you move forward, you can incorporate into your life. It's something that I do in my life is I have a fresh green juice every single day, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful part of my diet. I have mine in the morning. That's not necessarily the time you need to have it. It's nice if you can have your green juice when your stomach is empty so that your stomach can absorb and make use of the nutrients to a higher degree. There's lots of ways to incorporate it as you move forward. And I actually think we're going to be talking a little bit more about that as we go forward in these webinars too.
Yes, we definitely will. And I also try to have a juice every day, either in the morning or in the afternoon. Those are really good times. If you want to be really, really take full advantage of your juicer, have one first thing in the morning and then one around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those are great, great times, because if you have it first thing in the morning, you're going to nourish your body with super nutrients so that you're going to be craving healthier foods during the day and keeping your blood sugar stable throughout the day. If you have it in the afternoon, typically around 3-4 o'clock is when people have junk food cravings. If you have a juice first, you're not going to have the junk food cravings. You're going to make good food choices. So those are great, great times to have a juice. Okay, then let's ask another couple of questions and then we'll get started.
Ludmilla asks, the veggies that are used for the broth, do we mix and eat them as well during the cleanse? I hate throwing things away.
Okay. Go ahead, Nadia.
During the cleanse, you are making the broth so that you can have the broth alone during the cleanse in its liquid form without the solid part of the soup. And that's just to keep it very easy for your digestive system. The broth is full of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals to keep you nourished as you're going through this. I know what you mean, Ludmilla, about not wanting to throw things away. The solid part that's left over from the soup, you can certainly compost that if that's something that you do in your house, or you can use it in... John, didn't you mention that you used that leftover to make a meatloaf? Didn't you mention that at some point?
It's great. It makes great meat patties. So if you combine it with ground beef, ground chicken, or ground up fish, you can make great, really tasty meat patties, and it's a great way to get kids to eat their veggies. So if you can share it with your family, or I don't know, if do you think it's possible to save it in the freezer for a week and then use it that way, Nadia?
Yeah, you can put that in the freezer and then throw it into another something that you're making.
Right. So then if you really want to save it and not waste it, and you don't have anyone in your family that can take advantage of it, put it in the freezer, and then once the cleanse is over, you can defrost it and you can use it to make ground patties, and it tastes really nice.
Thanks. I heard you mention too, I think it was you, Nadia, that you could use that for making a soup after the cleanse is over. Is that correct?
You certainly can add some of that to a soup. You know, I would make your soup with mostly fresh ingredients, and then you can add some of that as a filler to use it up. Something we do in our home with leftovers, especially when we make our green juice, the pulp that's left over, we use that to make crackers, and we add other ingredients with that and put it into the dehydrator and make crackers out of that.
That would work really, really well, yeah. So if you get into dehydrating at all, and again, you either can do it with a dehydrator or putting your oven on the lowest setting and leaving the door open, that would make, if you add that to ground flax seeds, ground chia seeds, or whole chia seeds, you're going to make a really nice cracker. That would be delicious. That's a great, great idea.
Yeah, cool. They go over really well.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Okay.
Ludmilla has another question. Since smoothies are absorbed more slowly than juices, is it okay to use fruit? I don't have a juicer, just a blender, so should I simply strain the smoothies? They don't go as fast in the bloodstream.
Yeah, so let me answer that question, because we made a video on how to do juicing with a blender. I think we talked about it in the last webinar. So you would put the same ingredients as you otherwise would in a juice, add about a third of a cup of water to get the blender started, blend up the ingredients, and then pass them through a colander. If you want to get most of the maximum amount of ingredients, put a cheesecloth over the colander, pass it through the colander and the cheesecloth, and then take the cheesecloth, pick it up, and squeeze it, and you're going to squeeze out the juice. There's a video about that in the how to juice section of the member site. You can check it out. That's the best way to make a blender. You're turning a blender into a juicer by doing that. Now, I'm not sure how the fruit comes into that equation. Fruits, if you do it that way, you're still drinking just juice. We don't want you to have the fiber from either the vegetable or the fruit during the cleanse period. That's just for that 5 days when we're giving our digestion as much of a break as possible. If you're putting fruit into your juice, you have to drink it slowly, because it will get absorbed very quickly into your bloodstream. That will cause hunger. It will cause tiredness. Eventually, it'll cause a rebound effect. So you get a lot of energy real quick, but then you get tired and hungry afterwards. We want to avoid that. Nadia, do you have any thoughts on that?
I completely agree with what you said. Very well said.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Dan?
Tana asks, what is the importance of sipping the juices slowly? I've just started juicing for the first time in my life, and I've discovered how much I love them, and my appetite seems very much suppressed. But I don't know how I'm going to fit everything in if I'm supposed to be sipping juices that I'll be having so regularly in the day, whilst also sipping several litres of water and time for broth too. Can you sip juices and drink glugs of water in between sips, or should you drink the juice slowly but without any water?
I'll just address that, Nadia, and then you can add to it. Number one, what Nadia always says is you can't fail. Okay, so the idea is to hydrate your body and to nourish your body, but there's no set rhythm. We're giving you guidelines here. Now, the reason why I said in one of the webinars to drink the juice slowly is if there's fruit in it. That's the only reason. So if you're using fruit in your juice, then that has to be drunk slowly. You can drink water fast. You can drink broth fast. You can drink juices that don't have fruit fast. You can drink super greens fast. You can drink everything else fast. If you're putting fruit in your juice and it's only that, drink it slowly. And then in between that, you can have whatever liquids you want whenever you want. Is that right, Nadia?
Yeah, that sounds great to me. And with green juices, when the juices are mostly green, it is nice to drink them shortly after they're made.
Yes, that's
true. Just so that you can benefit from the freshness of them.
Exactly. Okay, Dan, let's take one more question, and then we're going to get into the webinar a little bit.
Well, Carol asks an interesting question. I don't know if it is related to the pre-cleanse or not, but I've been getting really bad and painful hiccups today, especially when I'm preparing my meal. I don't really ever get hiccups, so does this have anything to do with this pre-cleanse?
That's interesting because I don't usually get hiccups either, and yesterday I had hiccups as well. you know, I'm not really sure what hiccups are in the body and what they do, but I trust the body. And if that's what your body is doing today, you know, I would just say continue to nourish, continue to hydrate, and it will pass.
Nadia, are you doing anything different in this pre-cleanse than you normally do?
My diet is very much a detoxifying diet as it is. So I'm doing a lot of the things that most of the people are doing this week as well. I don't think that there's anything too different that I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree with Nadia. Give it a day or two and see if it's still there. It should definitely not be there during the cleanse phase. If it's there during the cleanse phase, then absolutely let us know, and we'll talk about that. Okay, let's get started on the webinar. So the first thing we want to talk about is in 2 days we're going to start the cleanse, right? So let's plan as much as possible for success. So let's start talking about the different things that can help us plan for success. Do you have some ideas about that?
This is really important. This is one of the most important parts about making this whole process fun and enjoyable. The more you plan now and the more you do your preparations now, the easier next week will be and the more your body will enjoy it. So take some time to think about what you need to buy. Go to the store, buy all the things you need. And like it says on the slide there, the more you plan, the easier it'll be. Detoxifying is fun. It's simple, and that's simply because it's a natural process. It's something that your body does do all the time. But you do need to put some things in place. It's not the regular. It's not something that you might be the way you might be used to doing your days regularly. So you do need to do some extra preparation for next week.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing I would say over the next 2 days is visualize success. We made several visualizations. Practice a few extra of the visualizations. Visualization is the best way in the world to communicate with your body. It's such a powerful way to get your body to understand. So in those visualizations, you can communicate to your body that you're doing a detox, that food is abundant, you can have food whenever you want. This is a specific healing thing that we're doing together. Me and my body, communicate that to your body, communicate that message. I would practice visualization at least twice a day. They're 10-minute long visualizations. Do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and imagine to your body, just communicate, you're safe, it's okay. Imagine the toxins going away. Imagine yourself being fit, healthy, happy, abundant. That is the best thing you can do over the next couple of days is visualize. So good. So let's talk about the first thing, shopping for broth. So we're going to make this broth that we've all been talking about. What are your thoughts on that, Nadia?
Yeah, so there is a video that I would highly encourage everyone to go and look at in the members area, and John has made that video to talk you through how to make the broth. One thing you'll need to make sure you do is go to the store and buy a whole bunch of fresh produce. So again, there's a shopping list in the members area that you can look at for some ideas. Make that broth ahead of time so that you have it, and you can put that in the fridge and store it for as the week goes by.
Yeah. So how long will the broth last in the fridge?
In the fridge, I would say freshly made broth would last up to 3 or 4 days. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think you could even push it to four or five days in some circumstances.
Okay. You can also freeze it.
Yeah. Can you freeze it? Okay.
Yeah, you can freeze it and freeze it in portions and then just take out one portion at a time and warm that up.
Okay, so if we want to, we can make a huge thing of broth over the weekend, refrigerate some of it and freeze the rest of it, and then just be done with the whole broth thing. Is that possible?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. And for people that have time or are more motivated, they can also make some midweek as well. It's really up to what works for you. Again, you can't fail at this and you will succeed.
Okay, I would encourage people, if you want to try that, to make broth over the weekend as much as you think you might need for the week, because once you're halfway through, you might be conserving energy as much as possible. You don't want to go shopping, you don't want to think about cutting vegetables, you don't want to think about making broth. So if you made all of your broth over the weekend, that would be a great thing to do, and then refrigerate and freeze some. I would say make more than you think you need. I found that a lot of times when I detox, if there's broth available, that's my first choice. Broth really, really satisfies me. It's really nourishing. There's no blood sugar problems with it. As long as you season it right with salt and some cayenne pepper, and maybe you can chop up some garlic and put it in there, or some ginger or turmeric or any other herbs or scallions or something like that, just really, really, really finely chopped. You can sprinkle that into your broth. I can sometimes have broth 2 or 3 times a day. That's my what usually when I'm anytime I do a cleanse, I don't really have specific rules about my cleanse, when I'm going to do what. I'm kind of intuitive about it, but I'm going to look for different types, sources of liquid that are nourishing, and broth for me is always my first choice. I love broth. So maybe think about doing that. So you talk about also getting some new teas, maybe some decaf teas, things like that.
Do as much preparation as you can over these next 2 days. So another idea is, like John mentioned, get some decaf teas. Peppermint tea is really, really nice. Chamomile tea. You can go to the store and get some other herbal teas that are decaffeinated and that only have the herbs in them. Look at the ingredients. Make sure they don't have any added sweeteners or anything like that. And have those on hand. Those are really nice to have while you're cleansing.
What I find that I do, and what I'm doing a lot right now, is I have a big thing of water, maybe like 2 liters, a 2 liter jug of water, and I put some peppermint tea and some Tulsi tea. Now Tulsi, it's an herb, decaffeinated herb, or non-caffeinated herb. And it tastes really nice, but you can just do it with just peppermint. So I'll put peppermint in the water, I'll put a little bit of lemon, I'll put some sea salt in the water, maybe a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon in 2 liters of water. I'll put some cayenne pepper in the water because somehow I have a taste for that type of spice when I'm detoxing. It satisfies me, and I drink that throughout the day. So just let the tea bag sit in there. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to heat the water. The over time, your water will get darker and darker as it gets infused with the tea. So that's a nice way to do it. And then we're talking about shopping for sea salt, cayenne pepper, fresh herbs.
Yep, and be creative with that. Get as many different ones you like. A really important part of this whole process is variety. You want to give your body different tastes as you move through the week, and that will make it more fun and more enjoyable for you. So like John mentioned with the broth soup, you can play with putting different spices in. You don't always have to have it the exact same way. Some days put cayenne, some days put some sea salt and some fresh herbs cut up finely chopped. With your teas, some days do what John was just saying about having that Tulsi and peppermint tea. Another day try a different tea. You know, mix it up and try and make it fun for yourself so you have different tastes going on throughout the week.
Absolutely. And then have glass bottles or jars ready. Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
Yep, those ready, get them washed, get them clean and ready for you to go.
Okay. Now's the time to hydrate. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we're hydrating during this pre-cleanse. We've been talking about it a lot. That continues during the cleanse. Really, really important to make sure you continue to hydrate yourself. So carry with you water. If you're out and about, make sure you carry a bottle of water with you so that you're never without water, and you'll always be hydrating yourself. And carrying it with you will help you remind you to drink it as well.
Right. So we have during the pre-cleanse and cleanse, drink water frequently. Aim for 3 liters a day. Does that sound right?
Yeah, sure. Yep. And, you know, you'll be doing a lot of other drinks as well. So, you know, you're going to feel very, very hydrated. You're going to be going to the bathroom a lot more frequently than you're used to. And that's all part of the process. The last point there about adding. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. We're just going to talk about that too. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the last point on the slide says add lemon, cucumber, sea salt, or vinegar, which is vinegar, to your water. And it'll help you to drink more naturally. So this is a way to alkalize your water, to add more structure to your water. It helps your body to hold on to the water. It makes the water more hydratable inside of your body, and it also makes it taste great. And again, it comes back to that variety. So you can mix up your water. Sometimes add some lemon, sometimes add some cucumber and lemon, sometimes add a little bit of apple cider vinegar. You know, mix it up a bit. Sometimes add some sea salt. So you're getting different flavors of water into your system, and that will make it more fun.
The cucumber is a great idea. Like I've never tried that, but I bet you that's awesome. Also,
it's really nice.
Yeah. That's a really good. So what do? We just cut up cucumber slices and let it sit in the water?
Yeah. So what we do in our home is you'll have a glass pitcher of water. You can do it in the glass bowls as well, but we'll make a whole pitcher in the morning. Slice up cucumbers and put it in the water. We've even sliced up strawberries as well, so cucumbers and strawberries, and you just put them in the water. You don't need to mix it. You don't need to mush up the cucumbers. Just let them sit in the water, and over time, they'll infuse into the water. And the cucumbers give your water a really nice, smooth taste. It's really beautiful.
Excellent. I remember now when I was in Amsterdam giving the last seminar that we did, we were at a health food restaurant and they had cucumber. I'm just remembering that now. We had cucumber in the water. Now the point about sea salt again, I want to reemphasize that. That's really important. When you're drinking a lot of water, you need the trace minerals because they get flushed out of your body and they're essential. So keep putting some sea salt in your water is really important.
Yep.
Good. So let's talk about juicing.
Okay. So when you start your cleanse next week, we're going to be juicing every couple hours or so. You'll be having some sort of nourishment. You'll be ingesting some sort of liquid. And again, like John said, you know, we're giving you a guideline. We're giving you a schedule, but it is just a guideline. So make sure that you're nourishing yourself. Make sure that you're not going too long between your juices and so that you're not allowing your body to get hungry to get to that point where cravings can come in. So do sort of make sure that every couple hours at the very minimum you are having something.
Make sure you carry juices with you as you're going outside the house. I would say whatever it is, you need a nourishing liquid with you at all times. You know, we have a schedule which we'll go over, but it's real, real rough. It's conceptual. The point is whenever you're hungry, thirsty, whatever, just keep some nourishing liquid always with you. Just sip it throughout the day. It could just be one long continuous stream of flushing your body, because that's really what you're doing with the liquid, flushing your body with water, flushing in and flushing out. Just keep it going.
Right. And the last two points on the slide, they go hand in hand with what we were talking about before, about preparing. Think ahead. If you know you're going to be out, think about how long you'll be gone and carry the amount of juice that you need with you or broth with you. If you're going somewhere, do some research, see if there's a juice bar in the area, and make sure you set aside enough time to get yourself to that juice bar and to put in your order and give them time to make your juice for you.
Absolutely. And this next point, I love this point, support equals success. I think it's a great point.
Yep, definitely. Engage the help of people around you. So we're doing these webinars to support you as much as we can. The Gabriel Method website has a lot of support tools on it. And then share what you're doing with the people around you, with your friends, your family, your colleagues. Let them know what you're doing. And, you know, just let people know in advance. This is another way to make it easier for you, especially if you've got social engagements coming up.
Yeah. And what you'll find is, you know, you're venturing into new territory. You're finding that your body's capable of things that you never imagined before. And you're going into a place a real healing place. And because it's uncertain, unknown territory that you're venturing into, the more support you can have from your loved ones and friends, the better. You will want that. You'll need that. You'll need to know that people are supporting you. And as long as people are supporting you, you'll relax and relax into it. And you'll find your rhythm, which is our next thing that we want to talk about, finding your detox rhythm. So tell me what your thoughts are on this, Nadia.
Yeah, so what you find is as you start taking in all this nourishment in the terms of the juices and the broths, you'll fall into a rhythm where we're reminding you, right now, we're reminding you about having something every hour and a half, every couple hours. But as you start doing this, your body is also going to remind you. You're going to find a rhythm. You're going to find a rhythm where you'll feel like it's time to have some more nourishment. It's time to ingest something. Your body wants this nourishment, and what you're doing is supporting the natural process of your body. So that's kind of the rhythm that you're going to fall into. Like I said, you follow along with the look at the guidelines that we're giving you, but you will find your own rhythm as you do this.
Yeah, that rhythm to me really is what we were talking about before. Is something that really kicks in after the second or third day. You know in advance when you're going to need nourishment, what type of nourishment, and you'll have it available. You'll always plan for it, and it just gets much easier. And this point about you should not feel starved or deprived, that really, really kicks in after day three. That's what I find. In the beginning, you're used to eating. Your body wants to eat. It's confused. That's the time when you really, really have to flush yourself with as much nourishing liquids as possible. But then once you find the rhythm, boy, it's like riding a jet stream. It just gets easier and easier.
Right. And the last point on the slide, you might find that it gets so easy and you find such a nice rhythm that you might forget about the juices. And it's really, really important to remember to take those juices. Try not to skip them because you want to keep a constant level of nourishment in your body and a constant level of hydration. If you miss something and if you go too long, that's when your body can fall out of that rhythm and cravings and hunger can set back in again.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to that though is don't push yourself. So if you don't want to have if you just feel like you're just drinking too much liquid, it's an effort, then back off on it. But what I would do is I would make sure that you're at least sipping the liquid every hour and a half, 2 hours, whether it's a juice or a super greens or broth, that you have it available and you're sipping it. Now the quantity, the amount that you want, that can change over time. And if you feel like you're forcing yourself to drink a whole glass, never feel that way. Just have it there and drink as much as you feel that you need. Do you agree with that, Nadia?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up because I feel that a lot when I do cleanses too. That you know you find that there's the amount of liquid is too much to get in. So you just want to get some of it in. Keep that rhythm going, but don't like John said, don't force yourself.
Yeah, so where I am now on day four is I'm always going to have either some water, tea, healthy teas, broth, super greens, veggie juices. I'm always going to have them available. I'm going to be sipping them throughout the day. And then sometimes I'm going to want to have a whole glass of it, and other times I'm just going to be sipping. And that's when you get into your rhythm, that's what it's going to be like for you. So let's talk about some detoxing symptoms, Nadia.
Sure. So as you start with this process, some people are already feeling some of these things now during the pre-cleanse week. It is common for some people to feel a dip in their energy, especially in the mid-afternoon. You want to make sure you're supporting yourself with lots of rest. Your body is doing a lot of work at a deep cellular level when it's detoxing, so you want to support that. You want to allow yourself to rest much more than you normally would. Rest is really, really important. I can't stress that enough. Yeah. And then again, if you feel other symptoms, if you feel a bit dizzy or nauseous, some people might feel the symptoms of a cold coming on. They might get a little bit stuffy or congested. Rest and hydrate. Keep flushing. Keep going to the bathroom and keep resting.
Excellent. So I want to talk about the next slide. We're talking about movement and breathing, and there's a couple of points I want to talk about on this. But we've got a couple of bonuses for you that we added in this, as you know, the GM Fitness and the Yoga for Weight Loss. And let me know what you think, Nadia, but my own preference is doing the fitness type of things, any type of strenuous things. I'm not really comfortable doing that when I'm detoxing. Now, yoga, fabulous. The GM Fitness type of things a couple of days after the cleanse, great, but during the cleanse, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. During the cleanse, you want to hold off on cardio. You want to hold off on really strenuous exercise, but you certainly want to move. So yoga is very, very good. You want to, your lymphatic system runs through your body. It's a vascular system, similar to your blood system, but your blood system has a heart that pumps the blood through your body. Whereas your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump like your heart. And the only way to get that moving through your body is through movement. And so when you're detoxing, it's really important to move that lymphatic fluid through your system. And that's done through movement. So you want to rest, like we said before. And during the days, you also want to make sure that you're getting some nice, slow movement stretches like yoga. Yoga is very nice for that.
Yeah. If you do any type of strenuous movement at all, make sure you're loaded up with broth or super greens or juices, that you have them right there on the spot, because you're going to need a lot more. But again, I would actually not encourage the GM Fitness until after the cleanse. We might make a note to this slide, as a matter of fact. But the yoga and just light movement is fabulous.
Yep, completely.
So let's take a look at the schedule here, Nadia.
Okay.
And again, this is just a rough schedule. So we've got here, wake up at 7 a.m. just means do the visualization first thing in the morning, right? Do you agree with that?
Yep. As soon as you wake up, do that visualization, get your subconscious aligned with what you're doing.
Yeah. And this is really what this is saying, is within an hour of that, have a detox tea with some coconut oil. Yeah? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can have your first juice,
suppose,
and you can have a detox tea as well.
Okay, so it says juice one. Great. Yeah, I didn't even see that. Okay, yeah, so we're going to have a juice and detoxifying tea. That sounds really ideal for me. Now, say we want broth instead, or we don't want to do the tea, or we don't want to do the juice. Is that a problem?
Not at all. This is just a suggestion, this guideline.
Right.
And
right.
If your body feels like it wants broth, go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay, and then we've got 10 a.m. juice, 12 juice, omega-3 shake at 2 p.m. Now, if we want to have this omega-3 shake any other time, that's okay?
Definitely. You can mix and match the schedule. Just make sure that you're nourishing and hydrating continually.
Right. Okay. So basically, every couple hours, we're going to have something. So I might even change that schedule to say juice or detox tea / shake or something, or soup, something like that. Yeah?
Yep, and then you're rounding off the day with visualization. So you're starting and ending the day with the visualization.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know what? Let's bring Dan in for a few more questions.
Okay.
Okay. Dan, Aaron, can we bring Dan in, please?
Hi, I'm here now.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a question here from Phyllis. I'm researching juices and have a question. One of the juices I read about said to blend your kale or other leafy veggies first and then pour into the juicer. Have you tried this method, and what do you think about it? Also, what about the oxidizing effect?
Okay, Nadia?
The juicer that we use is a masticating juicer, which does leafy green vegetables really well. We don't do anything with them ahead of time. That suggestion might have been for a different type of juicer that doesn't work so well with green leafy vegetables. And you can also do the blender type of juice that we had mentioned, where you're blending up those greens with a bit of water and then straining it out so you get your juice.
And okay. What about the oxidizing effect? Go ahead.
So juices, different juicers work better for this, so that the centrifugal juicers, they spin at a higher rate, so they can oxidize your juice a lot more than the masticating juicers. But that being said, use whatever juicer you have. So again, you can't fail at this. So you just want to make your juices. So use what you have, whether that's a blender, whatever kind of juicer that might be. Make your juices and get them into your body.
Great. Okay. Dan?
Thank you. Dr. C. Santoro asks, you said we should use specific oils during the cleanse. You have answered this, but I thought I might ask on his behalf. Where are we to use them? And also, is there any substitutes we can make for the omega shake? I really have difficulty with the gelatinous texture of the chia and flax.
Did you say, Dan, where are we supposed to use them? You mean combined with what type of liquid or something like that?
Yes.
So we recommend mixing either coconut oil or MCT oil. They're both medium chain. Saturated fats that help to stabilize blood sugar and keep your metabolism stable also. We recommend having them with teas. They can handle higher temperatures. If you don't want to have the chia shake, you can have a tablespoon of omega-3 oils such as flaxseed oil, chia seed oil, or hemp seed oil. Any one of those, just take a tablespoon of it by itself. Do not put it in a tea because the heat is not good for omega-3s. Omega-3s are a less stable oil. They get corrupted at high temperatures. So those are the different oils that we recommend having, and they're for different reasons. The omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, which is the most important thing when you're detoxing, is taking things that are anti-inflammatory, and the coconut oil will stabilize your metabolism.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jen? When we were talking about the hiccups earlier, a listener actually gave us an answer as to what causes hiccups. I thought you guys might be interested. Hiccups are an irritable diaphragm and a result of being either dehydrated or maybe electrolytes being a bit off.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay. Good. All right.
Margaret has a question about whey protein. Is it allowed during the cleanse or not? It's actually quite a common question. There's been a few
No. That is very strenuous on the digestion. That will activate your digestion and cause a lot of problems. We do not recommend that you take any type of protein powders or protein supplements during the cleanse. The cleanse is mainly liquid. The only solid would be either chia seeds or flax seeds, and that's after they've been soaked. But other than that, nothing of a solid nature like that.
Thanks for that. Well, this question probably it ties in more with the pre-cleanse. For vegetarians, if legumes and grains are not recommended, where should they be getting their protein from?
Yeah, so if you're a vegetarian, I would say that you should have legumes, but sprout them first and have all that you want. I love sprouted legumes. They don't have the starch problems, and they don't create the insulin problems, and I will put mounds of them on my salad, maybe two cupfuls of them on my salad. So I don't suffer from a lack of legumes. I just have higher quality legumes that don't cause hormonal problems. As far as other protein, you would need a protein supplement. I recommend that you have a unflavored, unsweetened protein supplement like Rice Warriors rice bran protein or pea protein or hemp protein. Those are all good vegetarian protein supplements. Not during the cleanse period, but during the pre-cleanse and the post-cleanse, that would be really important. Do you have any other thoughts on that, Nadia?
No, that all sounds really great, and I agree with everything you said.
Okay, cool. Dan?
Well, because the protein levels are so low during the cleanse.
Let me address that then. So all cleanses, the protein levels are much lower during cleanses, but that's just part of the cleansing process. Breaking down, extracting, making, converting proteins is a strenuous process on the digestion. It activates your digestion and it gets you out of that cleansing mode. So it's just for the 5 days. Your body has lots and lots of resources of proteins in it. In your muscles and enzymes all over your body, you can recombine proteins as you need throughout the week, and then you can easily rebuild the protein whatever protein stores you've lost once you're out of the cleanse. Do you agree with that, Nadia?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. What you're trying to assist your body in doing some deep house cleaning, so there are some variations you need to make while you're doing that.
Yeah, which is why I don't recommend doing any strenuous exercise, because that breaks down muscle and requires you to rebuild muscle, which requires protein, and it's going to make your body one protein. So not to do any strenuous exercise, and why your energy level is going to be lower, and you're going to be calmer. You're not going to want to move too much. That's totally fine. Do you agree, Nadia?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, Jen.
Well, Marisol asks, she did a metabolic typing test and her type is very protein heavy. So is she likely to suffer more, have a more challenging reaction during the cleanse because she's on a very protein heavy diet?
Not necessarily at all. What makes a detox challenging is how much detoxing you're doing. Because that's where the symptoms come in. You know, when you start, like if you're giving up smoking, if you're giving up caffeine from going from five plus cups of coffee a day, these are the type of things that will create detox symptoms more than which type of nutrients that you're getting. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I agree. And don't forget that you are supporting your body's natural process. This isn't something that's unnatural. Detoxification is something that your body does every night when you go to sleep, and it's trying to do all of the time. What we're doing here during this week is we're giving your body a chance to catch up on the backlog. So, you know, there's toxins that build up over time more than our body can eliminate on a daily basis. So during this week, you're providing an environment where your body can then just catch up. So it's a natural process that you're supporting.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, Dan?
I have a question here from Robert. Sorry, just give me a second. I
I haven't received the Green Me Up Johnnies yet, so I purchased a green drink powder. It's only greens, and something called Berry Burst powder with a blend of green superfoods and fruit extracts. This only has 1 gram of sugar per serving, which appears to come from stevia. I'm hoping I can use that at work to count as juices because I have to cover 4 juicing opportunities in the time I'm at work, and there's no way I can make enough juice in the morning to last throughout the entire day.
Yeah, the sugar in the Berry Burst is from the berries, not from the stevia. And I would, this it sounds, if Robert, if you've got 2 different super greens, one's just greens and the other's a Berry Burst, I would combine the two. Make sure it doesn't taste too sweet, because then you're getting too much sugar, because there's usually a lot of sugar in those Berry Burst type of greens or type of superfoods. So have it be heavier on the greens than on the Berry Burst. What do you think, Nadia?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Go heavier on the greens. You can add a little bit of the Berry Burst for flavor, but just some for flavor. And then, you know, while you're at work, you can bring some juice with you. You said you've got 4 juicing periods when you're at work. So if possible, you can bring a fresh juice that you've made ahead of time. You can also bring some broth soup with you if you've got that made ahead of time. And so you don't always have to have the powdered green. You can have that for some of the juices, have broth for others, and maybe the fresh juice you can have for the first time you want juice when you're at work.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Then let's take one more question, and then we're going to officially conclude the webinar, but we will keep it open for another half an hour. Nadia will be here to answer questions for you. So Dan, you want to ask one more question?
Yes. Helen asks, I had a great morning yesterday, headache gone, lots of energy and not very hungry, which is great, but then today I woke up very sore and achy. Is this all part of the process?
Yeah.
We have been starting to experiment with juicing and I do not have much hunger during the day.
Yeah. Nadia?
Yeah, cleansing does go in cycles, and that's part of the rhythm. That's going to be different for everybody. If you get to a point where you're feeling cleansing symptoms come on stronger, then you want to make sure that you're supporting your body. So you want to make sure that you're resting, make sure that you are getting enough liquid so those toxins can be flushed through your system. And do make sure that if possible, you can get up and do a little bit of movement to help that lymphatic system to move through your body, that lymph fluid.
Excellent. Okay. So let's just talk a little bit more about what we need to do this weekend to get ready for this cleanse. So use your resources, watch the how-to videos. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, if you haven't already, get into the Gabriel Method members area. Watch, John's made a lot of really, really great videos. Watch those so you're a bit more prepared on how to juice and what you're doing, how to make the different things. Check out the grocery shopping list, which is also in that section of the website. There's some information on how to buy a juicer if that's something that is needed for you right now. And it's all about preparing right now. So get in there, support yourself as much as possible, look at all the resources that are available, and prepare yourself by going to the store and getting all of the things that you need.
Yeah, I would spend a lot of time on the members site, because many of the pages there's comment sections, a lot of good, great questions. We try to answer every question as soon as we can. Maybe even go back and listen to the other webinars, because there's a lot of question and answers in those webinars, and that'll get you ready too.
Yep, that's a really great point. A lot of questions that you might have probably might have been asked about. And feel free to ask questions. You know, ask questions yourself. If anything comes up at all, we're here to support you as much as we can.
Exactly. And the last thing I would say, I would emphasize, I can't emphasize it strong enough, lots and lots of visualization over the weekend, at least twice a day, first thing in the morning, and then maybe in the afternoon, and then maybe at night. Listen to that. We've got lots of really good detoxing visualizations. Communicate to your body that you're doing something that's really powerful for it. It's a powerful cleanse. You want as much cooperation with your body as possible, and by doing visualization, your body's going to be on board so much easier. Everything starts with the mind, and when we communicate to our body what we're doing, our body's going to relax. It's going to be on board. You will find that you will get into a place where your body really understands what you're doing. It's an incredible experience. It's not hungry anymore. This does take a couple of days to happen, but when it happens, it's truly a magical experience. Don't you agree, Nadia?
Completely agree. Just like we recommended that you seek the support of your friends and colleagues, you also want to seek the support of your internal body. So that's where the visualizations come in. You want to support yourself as much as possible.
Exactly. Okay. So thanks everyone for joining us. Again, Nadia is going to be here for another half an hour to answer questions. If you have questions, and just type them in, we'll try to answer as many as we can. We're going to have 5 webinars every single day next week during the cleanse, plus a wrap-up live stream webinar where we'll get to see and talk to each other, sort of like a break the cleanse party. And so we're going to be with you every step of the way. So have a great weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you real soon. Thanks very much, Nadia, Den, Shan, and Aaron. And I'll leave Nadia, and then I'll leave you guys to answer questions, okay?
Thanks. Great, John. We'll see you on the next webinar.
Yeah, all right, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Nadia.
Den, do we have a lot of questions coming in?
We've got about 30 at the moment, so...
Okay, so, great. Yeah, let's try and power through as many as we can.
Okay, Lucia asks, can we use superfoods like maca, camu, and avocado? And I'm assuming she means during the cleanse.
You're trying to make things easy for your digestive system. So you're trying to stay away from the solid foods and have just liquids. So I would say things like avocado, maca. What was the other one she mentioned?
Tamu, I think. Just give me a second. Sorry.
So all of those, foods.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, all of those foods, they're great as you move forward. During the cleanse, you want to stick with the juices and the broths and the omega shakes.
Okay, thank you for that. Faraday asks, well, this actually, I'm assuming she means at the moment for the pre-cleanse, is dry fruit allowed?
Dry fruit has a lot of sugar. It is concentrated because the water has been removed. So I would go easy with dry fruit. I would recommend only having a very, very little amount of it if you are choosing to have it. And if with dry fruit, a really nice thing to do if you're choosing to have it is to hydrate it outside of your body so it's not pulling water from inside of your body, so soak it ahead of time. But like I mentioned, it does have a lot of sugar, so you want to make the bulk of what you're doing during the pre-cleanse be greens and high-quality protein.
Okay, thank you. Margaret wants to know, does green tea contain tannin?
Green tea, there's many, many different types of green tea out there. I can't tell you for sure if any of them do or not. I really don't know the answer to that.
I suppose it depends on the brand, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Susan asks, taking food-based supplements only is mentioned. I already do that. But what about herbs? I take slippery elm with my probiotics. Is that okay during the cleanse? Also, I take rhodiola tincture, which I can put into very hot water to evaporate the alcohol. Is that better to drop? Or lastly, on the webinar, we'll ask that first question first, and then I'll ask the next one next. It's
sure.
Different topic. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So again, you can't fail as you're going through this. Keep in mind that supplements are great, those kinds of whole-based supplements, they're really great to support you when you're having a healthy diet and lifestyle. When you're doing a cleanse, you are putting your body into a different state. So you're not eating food the way you normally would. You're not having solid meals. You're getting a ton of nutrition through all the juices and the omega shakes and all of the things you're having throughout the cleanse. So often, you don't necessarily need the supplements that you were taking while you were having meals. If you feel like you want to have those supplements, I don't find that they'll be a problem, but I don't think that you'll need them just because you'll be getting so much other nutrients.
Do you think that there would be an issue with the alcohol that's in the rhodiola tincture that she's having, if she's having it in very hot water?
No, when you drop tinctures into hot water, the alcohol gets evaporated off of them.
Okay.
But again, like I said, you probably won't need a lot of those supplements because you'll be getting so much other supplemental nutrition.
She's not really clear on quantities and how much juice that makes. She says on the webinar before, we mentioned using only a quarter of a beetroot or one carrot, etc., in making the juice. But I don't think it's been related to how much juice is actually created. I suppose, is that something you can answer on the spot, or should we answer it separately?
No, there is an answer for that, and I would recommend going and watching those videos that John has made. He actually addressed that specific question in the video about making the juices, And he developed a really nice technique of marking a spot on the juice container. It's hard for me to explain it without you watching the video. So really get into the members area and watch that video that John made on making juices. And then the other thing to keep in mind is these are all just suggestions. So as you're making your juices, just make them your own. There isn't specific recipes. It's not a formula where you have to put an exact amount of this vegetable and an exact amount of that. Just throw in the vegetables that feel good to you. Throw in a lot of mostly greens. And if you are using beet or carrot, you're using just a small amount to add flavor to the juice. So that's where a quarter of a beet or one carrot or half of a big carrot. So just a small amount. And the rest of your juice is made up of the greens.
I suppose it always depends on how big the fruit is or how juicy it is too, doesn't it?
Right, right, definitely. So, you know, if you've got a huge beet, then a quarter of a beet is going to be too much. So you're going to use just a small amount of the beet. You're going to taste your juices too. You know, make your juice, make it your own. So put in a small amount of beet and taste it. And if it's really something that you feel you want to have a little bit more beet in there, go ahead and throw a little bit more in. And if you're putting beets and carrots and apples into your juice, make sure you're drinking them a little bit more slowly so your body has time to adjust to them.
Okay, thank you. Teresa wants to know regarding the nighttime visualizations, do they still work if you happen to fall asleep listening to them?
Definitely. Most definitely. If you fall asleep, it just means you're very, very relaxed. Your subconscious can still take all of that in.
Okay, thank you. Johan asks, are eggs permitted at all? And I'm not sure if he means during the pre-cleanse or after, during the cleanse.
During the cleanse, no. During the cleanse, you're holding off on solid food. You're trying to, again, give your digestive system as much of a break as possible. During the pre-cleanse, eggs are good quality protein that you can have. During the cleanse week next week, no.
Okay, thank you. Laurie wants to know, is chicken or fish broth okay, and is miso broth okay? Again, I think I'm not sure if she means during the pre-cleanse or during the cleanse.
I would say those things are okay. The vegetable broth that we're recommending is something that I would strongly encourage making just because of the high amount of nutrients that are in there. And getting nutrients into your body is really, really important. So I would make the vegetable broth the main broth that you're having during the cleanse.
So is the chicken and fish broth permitted during the cleanse?
I've never had chicken and fish broth when I've done a cleanse. I don't want to tell you that it's not permitted because, again, this isn't about depriving yourself. If you are having chicken and fish broth, I would recommend, like I said, having the vegetable broth mostly. And the chicken and fish broth, it'll have nutrients in it, and it is just liquid. But I would refer back to the vegetable broth and have that most of the time.
And with the miso paste, would that be too processed to add during the cleanse? Or should that be something that be avoided?
Miso broth is something that I have had during cleanses. I don't have it much, but I have had it just as a bit of variety. You don't want to have much of it again. I, again, have the vegetable broth mostly. A little bit of miso broth, you know, a small amount of it throughout the cleanse will be okay.
Thank you. Nola wants to know, during the pre-cleanse, can she make her coconut yogurt using canned organic coconut cream?
During the pre-cleanse, she said?
Yes, definitely, during the pre-cleanse.
Yeah, during the pre-cleanse, definitely okay.
Okay. What about the sugar content in coconut water during the cleanse? Will we be activating the sugar burning mode, which we're trying to get away from? Louis asks that question.
The thing with coconut water is that it is extremely high in electrolytes, and that's where your body will benefit from it. So, yeah, coconut water is sweet, but it is really, really important to keep up your electrolyte level as you're going through this process, and coconut water really does that well in your body. And coconut water has a molecular structure that makes it very, very easy for your body to absorb. So it gets into your cells and it hydrates your cells and it provides electrolytes for your body in a really great way. I think coconut water is a wonderful thing to use. You can use it to mix up your green powder, the Green Me Up Johnny. It's something you can mix with coconut water. You certainly don't want to have it be the bulk of what you're having. You certainly want to have water and the juices and the broth soup as well. But coconut water is fine.
No, I happen to love the taste myself. Nancy wants you to talk
well.
About... Nancy wants to talk about, wants to ask you about dry skin brushing and oil pulling for the cleanse process.
Okay. Yeah, those are wonderful things to incorporate during the cleanse. Those are things that I do every day in my life, even when I'm not clean, but really, really great to add in while you're cleansing. Again, they're not necessary. I don't want anyone to feel like they need to rush out and learn how to do these things or to incorporate them or else the cleanse won't work. That's certainly not the case. But they are things that are really, really nice. So dry skin brushing is done with a dry natural bristle brush, and you're brushing the skin, which helps the skin, which is your body's biggest organ of elimination. It helps your skin to work more effectively and efficiently. Oil pulling is a very, very ancient technique of swishing oil around in your mouth first thing in the morning, and again, it helps to pull toxins out of your system. So great to use and not necessary if you don't want to.
Thank you. Mary wants to know, can she use a packaged organic vegetable broth instead of making her own?
Making your own is certainly better, but you can't fail at this. Do your best. Do what you feel is right for you, and you are going to assist your body. Your body is going to cleanse. You are going to get.
Thank you. Louis wants to know, what about the enzymes being killed when you're cooking the vegetables, when making the broth? How do we get the nutrients if there are no enzymes? Do we need to take an enzyme supplement with it?
Right, good point. We talk a lot about how enzymes are destroyed when you cook your food, but when you're making the broth, if you can sort of think of it as you're making a vegetable tea. So just like when you make a peppermint tea, the hot water is pulling the nutrients out of the tea, that the peppermint is getting infused into the hot water. So it's similar to when you're making the vegetable broth. The vegetables are being infused into the water, and you're doing it over a long period of time, so you're allowing the broth to become fully saturated with the nutrients from the vegetables. The vegetables that are left over, they don't have much left to them in terms of nutrients because it's all gone into the water, and that's what you're trying to do with the broth soup. So you're making it a really nutrient-dense liquid.
And it's nice to have something warm too when you're having a lot of cold juices during the day.
Definitely. And John has mentioned this over and over about keeping yourself warm and the importance of that, especially if you're in a cold climate. It takes energy to warm your body. You're trying to support your body as much as possible. You're trying to make this process as easy for your body as possible. So keep yourself warm so that your body doesn't have to expend extra energy to warm you up.
Yeah, thank you. Teresa wants to know, is it natural during this pre-cleanse that eating lots of fiber causes gas problems, or is it a sign that there is an imbalance in the body?
Sometimes when you're cleansing, there is certain things happening in your body. Your body is getting the chance to release a lot of things. Sometimes that will come out in the form of gas. You know, your digestive system is getting a break like it's not used to getting, and so it will take the opportunity to push things out, and that I have seen happen quite a lot with people is one of the symptoms that they experience is sort of a bloating or a gaseous feeling, and they release a lot of gas. Make sure that you are, you know, you're chewing your food well, and you're hydrating as much as possible, and you know that will pass. Just allow it to happen. Don't keep it in. You certainly want to let what wants to come out, let it out.
Catherine wants to know, should she be taking her digestive enzymes during the cleanse?
Not during the cleanse. During the pre-cleanse, sure, but not during the cleanse. Digestive enzymes help your digestive system to break food down, but during the cleanse you won't be asking your system to break any solid food down because you'll be having only liquids.
Okay, thank you. Teresa said she heard from a friend that it's not very good for you to drink any liquids during your meal because you dilute the natural enzymes in your body. Therefore it's better to drink half an hour before or after your meals. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I agree with that. Drink when you drink a lot of liquids with your meals, you are making it hard for your digestive system to work because those digestive juices are getting diluted by the huge amounts of liquids you're drinking. If you need liquid while you're drinking, just tiny, tiny sips. And like her friend mentioned to her, drink water before you have your meals. So half an hour before, you can drink, you know, a glass of water.
Okay. Janice wants to know, would drinking an Ayurvedic detox tea for my dosha made from dried herbs be okay to drink while on the cleanse?
Definitely. Sounds nice.
Oh, does sound nice. Nancy has a great question, actually, and I've thought about this myself. What containers should you freeze the broth in? I mean, is plastic okay?
I would suggest glass. With glass, though, you're going to need to let it cool down. So you can warm up the glass bottle so that you're not pouring the hot, hot liquid into a into a room temperature glass bottle, because that can cause it to crack. So you want to warm up your glass jar with hot water, fill up the broth, leave some space in it. Plastic in the freezer isn't as big a problem as plastic in the microwave or plastic at room temperature. So if plastic is all you have, again, you can't fail at this. If plastic is all you have, then go ahead and use plastic.
Okay. That helps me as well. What about, Kim wants to know, would you recommend adding stevia to the to our water during the cleanse?
You can, yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Michelle's experiencing a lot of emotional cravings in this pre-cleanse phase. She's doing about 80% okay, and then she freaks out and wants some coffee or toxic food. She knows her body and her emotional body are kind of freaking out, that for the first time she's serious about finally doing something. Do you have any suggestions to help her through this?
Yeah, that can be hard. I would suggest doing the visualizations. You really want to communicate with your body. Communicate as much as you can. You want to encourage your whole body to understand and to know that it is safe and it is natural what you're doing. You're not sacrificing anything. You're not depriving yourself of anything. This is about nourishment, and it's about abundance. This is about moving forward with joy and in better health. Communicate that as much as you can. So engage in the visualizations morning and evening, and even throw another one in the daytime. Have another one or another two. Use them as much as you need to support your body, to remind your subconscious of what you're doing, to calm your mind down. And that's on a subconscious level. On a physical level, make sure that you're not letting too much time go by in between when you're ingesting something. So you want to make sure that your body is always having something to work with, so that it doesn't have that space where then cravings and thoughts and other ideas can come in. Support, rest, and nourish.
Well, Nancy has a question that ties in with that. What are the displays or evidence that your body is actually starting to detox?
Okay, so before I answer that with specifics, what I'd like to say is that your body knows what it's doing. So even if you don't think that your body is doing anything, or even if it doesn't feel like your body is doing anything, rest assured that your body is wise. And at a cellular level, it knows what to do, and it is always trying to keep you healthy. All we are doing during this pre-cleanse week and the cleanse week is we're providing the right environment for our body, so for our body and our mind. And we're just providing that right environment, and then knowing that with that right environment that we provided, our body will do whatever is able for our body to do at this moment. So all of that being said, as you go through the detox, you know, we've talked about different ways that you might feel. Not everybody is going to feel these ways. Everybody experiences these kinds of feelings differently. Excuse me. You might feel that extra tiredness. You might feel, some people get kind of achy feelings in their joints. Some people get a little bit congested. Headaches are very, very common. That fatigue is quite common. And then on the other side of that, some people feel very calm, very elated, much more focused. So it's very hard to answer specifically how any one person is going to feel. But go back to what I said before. Just rest assured that you're doing a great thing for your body. You're giving yourself a wonderful gift, and your body is going to take advantage of that to the best of its ability.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know this question has been answered before, but just in case these listeners haven't heard it, Angela and Nancy want to know,
probiotics, okay, during the cleanse?
Yes, probiotics are okay.
Okay. All right. Robert wants to ask a follow-up question to the purchased powdered berry drink that he has. As it only has 1 gram of sugar per serving, would it be considered too much, and would he still need to cut it with a green drink mix?
I would recommend cutting it, yeah. You can still have it, but just mix it in with the green and have the greens be the majority of what you're having, and just add that, a little bit of the berry powder for flavor.
Okay, thank you. Louise, not quite sure regarding the chia seeds and flax seeds for the omega-3 shake. It says that they need to be soaked. Does that mean they need to be ground as well, or just soaked?
The flax seeds definitely need to be ground. You want to grind them fresh. So in the shops, you can find pre-flax. Don't avoid that. Don't buy that. Buy your flax whole and then grind it at the time when you're going to use it. And you'll have your glass of water. John has a video on this as well, so please, everyone, go and watch that video, and he'll show you exactly on the video of how to make this. But you'll have a glass of water, you'll grind your flax seeds, and then you'll put that into your water and stir it up. With the chia, you can grind them. You don't have to, though. Chia, you can add right to your water and then stir it up and let it sit for about 15 or 20 minutes and then drink it.
Johan asks, in the pre-cleanse, is it okay to chew sugar-free gum? I often crave gum, especially when at work.
I would highly encourage you to stay away from that. Chewing gum has so many added additives and preservatives. They're really things that they're not healthy for our system, and they're toxic. So especially during this time when you're trying to detox, it's doesn't make sense to add in more toxins on top of it. I would highly suggest avoiding that.
Is there something that he could do instead to for the obviously he it's a comfort thing to chew when he's at work. Is there something else that he could do instead?
Have snacks. A handful of almonds that he can chew on, or some seaweed. Seaweed is quite chewy, so you can put a little bit of seaweed in your mouth and chew on that. Celery takes a long time to chew up. You know, you can chew on that. I realize that these aren't going to be the same as chewing gum, but it's a nice, during this cleanse is a nice time to try and move away from those habits that aren't assisting our health. So, you know, take advantage of this cleanse to give your body the chance to move away from those things. After you finish this cleanse, you might find that your body isn't wanting chewing gum anymore.
Yeah. Lucia asked this question. My blood sugar was 118 last week, and I'm on diabetes medicine for it. Can I have coconut water? And what else would you suggest?
She's talking about during the pre-cleanse.
She doesn't actually mention, so maybe answer for both the pre-cleanse and the cleanse.
Well, coconut water, like I mentioned before, is really good at hydrating the body and providing it with electrolytes. If it's something that she is feeling is not good for her right now, she certainly doesn't need to have it. Again, we don't have strict rules for this. So you need to, you know, do what's right for you. If coconut water is she's finding that is too sweet for her, leave it out. Simply leave it out and drink water with fresh lemon squeezed in. Water with a little bit of apple cider vinegar in is wonderful at hydrating as well as not affecting your blood sugar levels at all.
Thanks for that. Nancy has an excellent question. What is the mechanism at play when vinegar, lemons, and salt, etc., is added to water? What makes it more cell-friendly?
So the way I understand that is it helps to structure the water. So if you think about water, if you think way back in time when all humans were getting their water just from the earth, from streams, from natural springs, the water back then is picking up nutrients. It's picking up nutrients from the rocks, from the soils, and then you're ingesting it. Nowadays, our water that we drink doesn't have a lot of those doesn't have a lot of those natural things in the water. So when you add a little bit of apple cider vinegar, when you add some sea salt, when you add some fresh lemon, you're adding some structure back into the water. And you're making it a lot easier for your body, for your cells to absorb that water, to make use of that water, to hydrate your system. Something that I notice, and I notice with a lot of other people, is when I drink water without anything in it, it tends to go right through me. I go to the bathroom very, very quickly, and I continue to feel thirsty. But when I drink water that has something added to it, like those things we mentioned, I feel a lot more quenched. So my thirst feels quenched. I don't continue to feel thirsty, and I notice that my body holds on to the water longer. I'm not immediately running to the bathroom.
I really liked your suggestion of soaking cucumber. That sounded really, really refreshing.
It's really nice. And if you go to a lot of high-end five-star spas, a lot of times they'll have this kind of water. They'll have a pitcher of water with, and it looks really beautiful. They'll put some flowers in it, and they'll put some slices of cucumber or some slices of orange, and it looks beautiful. And it does look beautiful, and it really, really helps the water to taste great and feel great in your body.
Would strawberries, cut up strawberries during the pre-cleanse be okay to use?
Yeah, definitely. So again, they're just infusing the water. You're not eating the strawberries. You're just infusing the strawberry into the water. Sliced strawberries and sliced cucumbers together make a really nice water. It turns the water a nice pink color, which is really pretty as
wow.
well.
Yeah, I might be trying that.
Yeah. Another really great combination is sliced cucumber with lemons. That's really, really nice too. And you can put a little bit of mint in there. So sliced cucumbers, sliced lemons, and some fresh mint sprigs makes a beautiful water.
It's very hot here at the moment, so I think that would be really nice. Linda mm-hmm. wants to know, would rebounding be considered an acceptable exercise during the cleanse?
Yes, most definitely. That's a really, really nice one to do during the cleanse. Go overboard. You're not going to jump on your rebounder to the point where you're building up a really big sweat and it turns into a cardio exercise. You're just doing some nice light rebounding during cleansing.
Okay. Nandan wants to know, what about chai spices in tea without the tea? Cinnamon, allspice, fennel, white pepper, cardamom, star anise. I think it would really go really well with the coconut water. What do you think?
Well, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. Because a lot of it at the time is you're craving some sort of mouthfeel too, aren't you, during the cleanse? Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that question also because it brings up the point that this is all about is making this your own. You know, we've given you suggestions, we've given you recipes, there's videos with ideas of how to make your juices, but be creative. You know, you don't have to stick within everything that we're saying. Be creative, go out there, try different fruits and vegetables, try different spices, try different herbs. Make it your own.
Okay. This is the last question. Roma wants to know, what sort of volume are we actually drinking each time we have the juice and the soup in the evening? She already normally drinks a lot of fluids, so should she be cutting back on that during the cleanse?
No, there's no cutting back. It's about abundance and nourishment again. So every time you make a juice, you're making a glass of juice each time, so that would be 8 ounce, 10 ounce glass of juice, just a regular size glass of juice. And again, John and I mentioned this earlier in the webinar too, as you move forward in the cleanse, you might get to a point where your body doesn't want that much at that particular time. So you're just going to pay attention to that, and if it gets to that point, then you just want to sip on it. So you're still getting the nutrients in, you're still getting the liquid in, but you're not forcing yourself to drink a huge amount that your body doesn't want.
Okay. Actually, there's just one more question. Alison wants to know, how important is it that we have no caffeine? For example, is it okay to have some green tea with caffeine in it during the cleanse?
Well, again, you can't fail at this. You are going to succeed already. And anything that you do, you are giving your system a break just by engaging in this process. If you have some green tea, that doesn't mean that the process isn't working in the field. You are succeeding. You're giving your system a break, and your body will detox at the rate that it can during this cleanse. So be proud of yourself. You know, do everything that you can. Listen to the suggestions. Listen to the support we're giving you. But if you happen to have some green tea, that's fine. You know, it's not. That doesn't mean that you fail.
Thank you, Nadia. Thank you very much.
What caffeine does Yeah, I'll just add one more point to that, is that, you know, what caffeine does is that it ramps you up. It gives you that high. And alongside with that is there's going to be a low. And while you're trying to support your body, you're trying to keep your body as balanced as possible. That's going to make this process easier during the cleanse and easier as you move forward. So keep that in mind. And then, like I said, you can't fail. So if you happen to have some green tea, you know, just don't worry. You're still succeeding.
Okay. Thank you very much for today, Nadia.
You're very welcome. And, you know, thank you to everyone. I wish everyone well as we move forward. And John and I are going to be with you every day during your cleanse. We'll be with you for a webinar. So I thank you all for being here. And we will see you all on the next webinar.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Have a great day.
Bye. Thanks.